Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
All right, it's all yours.
All right. Okay, so listeners, if you haven't experienced this yet, it's a treat, and you can too audition for us and get some feedback with the Audition Underground. And what it's all about is we have voiceover talent of all levels. We'll call in, leave us their audition. The audition copy is right on the VO online, VOradioonline.com website. And we select one talent per week, and we give constructive feedback live on the air. And now, with no further ado, we are going to listen to Mr. Clifford Williams, and I love that name, Clifford. It's one of my favorites.
So here we go. Let's listen. And you're starving. Nothing in the fridge and nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have a dog biscuit hanging around. You think about cooking, but then you remember the three-alarm fire you started the last time you tried to use the stove. Well, check out 7-Eleven. There's got to be one near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7-Eleven. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen.
Oh, there you go. That was definitely a different, unique sound altogether. Who wants to take a first stab at it? Go for it.
I'll go. Sure. Okay, so beautiful voice. It sounds like you don't have your professional setup rocking and rolling yet, but I'm sure you're on your way. You certainly remind me of the Where's the Beef guy from Arby's. So you got, that good, rich sound. And it sounds like you're on your way to really adding some personality to it. This was a little bit flat. You could give it some more personality and some more point of view. So if it says nothing's in the fridge, nothing in the fridge and nothing in the cupboards, you know, you want to be probably a little more irritated about that or sad, you know, whatever point of view you're coming at it. You don't even have dog business hanging around. Oh, you know, give us some, you know, some more sauce, let's say, with that. And then the other note I would give you is to use the exact words that are on the script in the second paragraph. You were massaging it a little bit so that it wasn't the words that were right on the page there, but make sure you are always saying the correct words. You can massage it the second take for an audition, but for the first one, those writers are really proud of what they wrote, so you want to say what is exactly on the page. But overall, really nice. I mean, you certainly have the chops, no pun intended, for the food thing. But you're on your way. You just need to focus in on your point of view. Who are you talking to? What are you feeling at the time? You know, all that good stuff. The five questions of the
agree,
actor.
Totally.
So,
really good.
Those are my thoughts.
You know, it's funny. Let me say this because before I forget it, you triggered exactly something. I worked with somebody just the other day on. He was getting into a bad habit where he was wordsmithing everything that I supplied him, and I purposely said, "Stuff that I'm supplying you is purposely developed to challenge you. It's not written perfectly. It's to develop your ability to go in there and find the commas or natural stalls, find where the run-on sentence needs to have a comma put in, not change the actual compliance-approved copy. And that could be a real problem when you're auditioning. So Diana points out really something strong you want to think about there, Clifford. As you are auditioning, don't take it upon yourself to wordsmith, especially if it's been compliance-approved, the audition, which typically is not always the case until you get to final. But they may get offended thinking, who are you to take my words and rearrange what my wife wrote or my husband wrote or whatever. So definitely don't play with the copy too much other than maybe, you know, grammatically or punctuation-wise, play with it a bit. But you sounded very much like a good quality diamond in the rough. So with the right trainer who can help you seize that sound and dial that sound in, and with that right sound dialed in your booth, you got a really good opportunity to be really good within your genre, your niche in the marketplace. So that's kind of my thought that I want to throw at him. Stacy, Kathy, you have any points you want to share?
Okay, so Clifford, first of all, I love your voice. all the wonderful things that everyone's saying about your voice are so true. You have an excellent voice. It's just so nice to listen to. Your various sentences in the script feel like they have a similar melodic cadence to me. I was also missing you in the script, kind of like what Diana said. I couldn't feel you in there. And so for that, I was more in tune with the, you know, the cadence of the sentences and things like that. One thing that I always say, if you're into it, then the people listening to you will be into it, you know? So put yourself in there. We want to hear you. We want to hear like just that thing that makes you you, and you're really nice. Not just thinking about what you're saying, but just you're feeling it. You're experiencing it. If you're into it, we'll be into it. That's all.
Really cool. Kathy Verdun, what do you think?
Sure. Just real quick. I wanted to follow up because I'm in agreement with everybody that's said something so far. I think your voice, Clifford, is just, it's very attractive to the ear. I think your levels are a little low. You know, you want to look at your recording levels and you want to look at your setup and get that fixed so that it's properly received. But your voice quality, I could see you doing commercials for trucks, Ford trucks. I can see you out in the mountains doing commercials. I can see you doing city commercials,
right?
Like city sidewalk commercials, urban commercials, that kind of feel, that deep feel for that outside, that, you know, that kind of feel for it. Your voice is great. Your voice is great. Get your equipment backed up to match it, and I think you're going to be fine.
Good points. Great. I'll tell you, man, that's some great stuff. You take a little bit of all that, you got some really good, valuable feedback for sure, man. So there you go. There's our underground audition underground for this week, Clifford Williams. And you can check him out on the Google, his name on the internet. Just put Clifford Williams voiceovers and you'll find out more information on him.